Well, howdy, everyone. It's really good to be with you again today in this forum. My prayer is that what is said today will bring you into an encounter with the Lord that will cause you to have a breakthrough. You know, again, we talk about the fact that we've been placed into Christ. And so when the Psalms talks about God setting our feet in a large place, that's a really good prophetic word about this place called being in Christ. It's such a large place in terms of the favor and the blessing. Ephesians 1:3 says, "For we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Because we're in Christ, every partial of favor, every bit of favor, every blessing that Jesus carries, you and I now participate in. That's a large place. And so we're forever discovering. Again, it's not that we get more. You can't get more than all that Jesus is. But we do get it more. We get it more in the eyes of our hearts, see more. And as we see more, discover more, we're able to enter in and experience more. And every time you have a breakthrough, every time you come into agreement with the mind of Christ and living from Him, every time you break through and you begin to occupy on a more permanent level a larger degree of that space, this large place called being in Christ. Again, you don't get more. You just begin to occupy experientially more. So today, I want to talk to you about something really important, and that's hope. The scripture says that hope deferred, in Proverbs says the hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Now, that's not just talking about you're having hope about some particular situation or circumstance you're believing God for. I mean, it can apply to that, of course, because it gets down into details and specifics in our life, this issue of hope. But he's talking about just in general, is that when a person's not walking in hope, when they've begun to become cynical and to be negative and to not be full of hope, then their heart begins to grow sick. Hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Hebrews 6:19 says, "Hope is the anchor of our souls." Wow, that's really important, really powerful. That when you aren't walking in hope, when you've allowed the enemy to go after your heart and steal hope, then our hearts become sick, our soul becomes unstable, our inner man becomes troubled. And so hope is really significant. There's a place in Romans 15, I've quoted this a lot of times, particularly the last few years. This is verse 13 of Romans 15. "Now may the God of hope," now hear that, God's the God of hope. He's not the God of negativism. He's not the God of cynicism. He's not the God of pessimism. He's not the God of despair and discouragement. God is the God of hope. He says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit." That's really powerful. Now remember what the New Testament word hope means. The New Testament word hope doesn't speak of you're wishing that something happens. The word hope literally means to have a confident expectation. Confident expectation. And so to walk in hope is to walk with a confident expectation. You know, it says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that faith, and faith is important, right? Because the Christian life, he says, the just shall live by faith. That's said in the Old Testament, in Habakkuk. It's repeated several times in the New Testament. That without faith, it also tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Romans 14:23 says, that which is not of faith is sin. And so faith is significant. That's how we live the Christian life. But Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so what that means is that a life of faith springs out of the soil of hope. That when you're walking in hope, when you're living in hope, then faith just comes forth from that. It's the substance of things hoped for. So if you don't walk in hope, you know, then you're not hardly ever going to walk in faith. You're trying to work up faith, but hope just gives birth to faith. It's just the soil from which faith comes from. It's the substance of things that you've been hoping for. Therefore, this whole issue of hope is so significant. And if God is the God of hope, and I'll say this again before we finish, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, and part of the enemy's job is to always try to rob you of a life of faith, that you won't live by faith, that to deceive you into discouragement, despair, cynicism, negativism, and all that kind of thing. Well, what he goes after first, if he can like go after and just tear apart in your inner man, your heart, hope, then he knows he's got you, because you're constantly trying to work up faith instead of faith just springing forth out of the substance. It'd be in the substance of the soil called hope. Any thought that you might have that isn't laced with hope is demonic. It can't be coming from God, because God is the God of hope. And James tells us that there are two kinds of wisdom. Two kinds of wisdom. Only two kinds. One is earthly and fleshly and demonic. That's how he describes it. The other one is that wisdom that comes from above. So there's the wisdom that comes from God, the way of thinking. Wisdom is always a thinking that is solutional. Not thinking that's worrisome, but thinking that's solutional. And so there's a wisdom that comes from above, and the other wisdom is that which is earthly and fleshly and demonic. So your thinking is either having its source coming from God, coming from above, from your relationship with Jesus. You have the mind of Christ. You're in Christ. And so either you're having thoughts that are in union with Christ, which will always be filled with hope, always be laced with hope, regardless of what your eyes see. Hope is, we talked about this yesterday in my written devotional. We can't allow what our eyes see, what we see, govern our disposition. What does Jesus see? And we live from that perspective in that place. And then you won't live in hopelessness and despair and cynicism and negativism. But if you aren't living from the wisdom that comes from above, the mind of Christ, then you're walking in the mind of the flesh. And he says that wisdom is both earthly and fleshly and demonic. So think about that. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever it is that you're going through, if your thinking is not laced with hope, then it's not coming from God. It is demonic. Therefore, it's a serious thing to not surrender to that, because the enemy's design for you is always destruction. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Let me read this verse to you. This is from 1 Peter chapter 1. One of my favorite verses. There are a lot of verses that are my favorite verses, but I love this one. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. If you're a Christian, if you're a born-again Christian, a new creation in Christ, you've been born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In other words, the old, cynical, despairing, negative, hopeless self that was independent from God died on the cross with Christ and buried. A new self in union with Christ came forth from the grave. And now Christ is your life. And Christ does not entertain thoughts that aren't filled with hope. We live by the faith of the Son of God. It says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, the King James, that's the way they translate it, and they get that one right. We live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. So the faith that we live from is the faith of Jesus, and Jesus' faith is filled with hope. His mindset is filled with hope, and faith is the substance of that mindset. It just comes forth. It's so easy to walk in faith when you're living in hope. And Jesus lives in hope. And through the resurrection of Christ, you have been joined to him, to Jesus, who is the living hope. Not just a hope when I die. There's hope when I die that I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to see him face to face. I'm going to receive a glorified body. All that stuff is going to be great. But he's not talking about the hope in heaven. It's a living hope. It's an everyday kind of hope, born again into a living hope through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, because you were raised up with him. You and I get to live from his disposition, from his perspective, from his attitude, and it's always laced with hope. The thoughts of Christ, the mind of Christ, is always filled with hope. Therefore, once again, if you're thinking about anything and the thoughts you're thinking aren't laced with hope, you may not even know what the solution is going to be yet. Jesus may not have revealed to you how he's going to do whatever he's going to do. But Jesus is in control of your story, and he's good. And what he's going to do is going to be good, even if what you see only seems bad. How he sees it is an opportunity to bring something about that's good, even in this fallen and broken world. And so when you live from him, that's the way you're going to see things. And so again, no matter what you're going through, if what you're thinking, though you may not even be able to see the answer, the solution yet, Christ is the answer. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the solution. He will make a way. That's what he does. You can simply rest in that. Sink into Christ, who is the God of hope, who lives in you. And from his perspective of hope, of confident expectation, dare to believe that Jesus knows what he's doing, and he's very optimistic about what he's going to accomplish, no matter what you see or can't see. Amen? Okay. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you. I have confident expectation that it will. And this, it transcends personality types. There is no personality type in Christ that's negative. That's all flesh, and it's demonic. You may not be the laugh of the room. You may not be the big jokester. You may not be that kind of person. You may be a quieter person. But we can't use introversion as an excuse for living in despair and negativism. You may be a quiet person, but that quiet person is in union with Christ. And the fruit of the Spirit's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. The one who lives in you is the living hope. You're still one with the resurrection of Christ, the resurrected life of Christ. You're born again into a living hope. That's truth about you, regardless of your personality type. Okay? Alrighty.